In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the first day of July. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It's not going to be hard, our quiz. Just a little test of how closely you are paying attention to the news of the day. President Trump is back, as you know, from Osaka and the G20 meeting there, and his sit-down with Chinese President Xi Jinping, at which a trade truce, it's being called, was reached. And herewith, now, our quiz. This was the second meeting between the two men in something less than 7 months, with basically the same issues on the table each time. They met at a G20 in Argentina in December. So here is what we're going to do. We are going to tell you what Wall Street analysts said about the progress made at each meeting. You just have to guess which meeting they were talking about. Argentina in December or Osaka in June, all right? Here you go. This is analysis from Goldman Sachs of one of those two meetings. We are not going to tell you which one.
The outcome of a meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi at the G20 summit is mostly as expected, with a delay in pending U.S. tariff increases agreed while negotiations continue. No substantive progress was announced on the main issues in the dispute.
So what do you think? December in Argentina or Osaka in June? While you think about that, here is more Goldman analysis. And just to make it more difficult, you knew this was coming, right? This is about the other meeting, not the same meeting as that first bit. Here you go.
U.S. and Chinese negotiators agreed to keep talking, with the U.S. postponing a planned escalation of tariffs by 2 months and China agreeing to resume purchases of agricultural and other goods, among other modest short-term concessions.
I know, tough, right? Because they basically said the same thing. The first one, just for the record, was the most recent meeting, Osaka. The second cut was from Argentina. Talks, we are told, will resume with Beijing on those substantive issues not talked about at the sit-downs in the next couple of weeks. There were a lot of optics from the president's trip overseas, meetings with Xi and Vladimir Putin, the excursion to North Korea that he took. But while all of that was grabbing the headlines, economic reality was rearing its ugly head. A report from the Institute for Supply Management says factory activity in this country barely grew at all last month. Another survey shows manufacturing has been slowing down in Europe as well, and has been for a while now. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that.
When the Institute for Supply Management wants to get a sense of how manufacturers are doing, it doesn't just ask them how much stuff they're making. It also asks how many people they employ, whether they're getting the supplies they need. Timothy Fiore runs the ISM Survey Committee and says factories have what they need to manufacture their goods.
Suppliers are able to pretty much deliver what you want when you want it now. Production and employment did pretty well.
But Fiore says there's a component missing, demand. In June, new factory orders fell to their lowest level in over 3 years. Some of that is because of the strong U.S. dollar, but the real issue is the trade war. Fiore says it's hard to sell stuff abroad when other countries are imposing counter tariffs on your products.
46% of our comments were related to tariffs, and of that, 9% included the comments around the Mexican border.
The trade war is a big part of why manufacturing in Europe is down, too. A survey from IHS Markit says factory activity in Europe has been contracting for 5 months. Liz Ann Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab.
We're in a global manufacturing recession, and there's nothing in numbers like this that suggests we're pulling out of that anytime soon.
Even if tariffs go away, there are plenty of complicating factors weighing down global demand. Europe's economy continues to slow down. There's uncertainty over labor markets. There's uncertainty over Brexit. But Véronique de Rougy at the Mercatus Center says removing tariffs will go a long way toward helping manufacturers.
You lift the tariffs and suddenly, overnight, you reduce production costs quite significantly.
As one economist told me today, the good thing about beating your head against a wall is that it feels better when it stops. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.